Hafide, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
Not only do you develop a thicker layer of skin and you try to understand where your offender's coming from, recall times in your life when you needed forgiveness, but openly declare forgiveness, and then you go on from there. Give up your right to hurt them for hurting you.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Heron with today's message.
I'd like to take a look at the satellite picture of David. For those of you that have not been here, a very quick review. Remember, we talked about David's life itself, who at the time that we introduced David was really basically the selection of David, who David was at 15 years old. And then he got put into leadership by the slaying of the giant. That's when he was somewhere in that 16 age bracket, 1 Samuel 17. And we talked about the element of leadership in that regard, what catapulted him into leadership. And then the start of a public leadership in 1 Samuel 18, when he was between the ages of 18 and 20, when he started serving Saul and giving his life, and God began elevating David. And in the midst of all of that, God took his hand off of Saul, who was a man run by fear, and put it on the life of David, a man that was run by faith. And in that midst of that time, David now begins the shaping in the wilderness, which we have taken numbers of messages and talked about David and how God, who, as it stated, a man after God's own heart, begins shaping David. Because David's life, in the last 40 years, he just turns 30. He inherits the kingdom because God promised it to him. Saul was killed. And as now David's life in 2 Samuel begins this sovereign reign as he, the king. For the first 7 years, he's ruling over Hebron. And then the next 33 years, David is in Jerusalem, which eventually is known as the city of David. So you find David now as a sovereign king, and he really is a powerful, powerful influence over those years. And then you end up having, if I could give you another category here, because unfortunately there became a sin in the sorrow, and that's the event of Bathsheba, where David begins wrong choices when kings went out to battle, and David now found himself making an incredibly painful choice in sin that unfolded for the next 18 years, that was like a cloud that hung over that last remaining parts of David's life. And I'd like to challenge you with this one particular topic of why God chose David out of his own heart that maybe we will never know, but his heart expressed God's heart, and the greatest element of God's heart was expressing forgiveness. Do you end up giving forgiveness? As you've received it, do you give it? Maybe one episode that would express all of what I'm talking about is in this passage in 2 Samuel 16. Let me give it to you in brief. We won't read through all of it. That David now, he's here somewhere in his age of 60, and his own son Absalom, who gains the control of the kingdom, and now is forcing his own father out of the kingdom. And then it says, and when King David, verse 5 of chapter 16 of 2 Samuel, and when David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, you bloody man, the man of Belial. The Lord's returned upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord's delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son. And behold, you are taken in your mischief. Behold, you are a bloody man. Powerful, simple, little, but painful illustration of what I want to talk about today. Let me give it to you very quickly because the outline is pretty simple. I'll give you two basic thoughts. One of them is the downward progression of unforgiveness. As you would see Shimei, who is expressing an unforgiving heart towards David, who evidently Shimei is thinking, hey, I deserve this, man. But the emotion of anger becomes a doorstop so many times to closing the hinge of forgiveness on our past. And if you as a Christian are continually wanting to move forward in your walk with God, you find yourself limited and hindered. I promise you, it is about this area right here. Is it something that you're not willing to give up and forgive? And that's why the beauty of all of this, where David here finds himself stating, I'm not going to do anything about this. You say, well, Pastor, ha ha ha, I know, because I know really what happened later, about a dozen years later, David on his deathbed, to whispers to Solomon, his son, there's three guys I want you to make sure and take care of business. And one of them was Shimei. My point would be, just as was with Joab, because those are the two guys that he ended up saying, Solomon, you need to take care of business. I personally believe it was not out of personal vendetta. It was out of a kingdom safety. And that's why he said that to Solomon. Solomon, for the best of the kingdom, you better take care of what needs to be happened with Shimei. Name you these four principles, and I think they'll make sense to you. Very simply, they express and will change a life. In other words, what does that all mean to me? Develop a thicker layer of skin. You know what David had? A real thick layer of skin. Here's Shimei yelling at him. Hey, I'm going to end up forgiving. I'm going to forgive frequently, fully, freely. And therefore, how do I do that? I got to develop a thicker layer of skin. Psalms 119, 165, great peace. If they which love thy law, nothing's going to offend them. Hey, you know what? God, if I'm right with you and I'm walking with you, I'm going to have to walk through thorns and you need to wear heavy boots. And when you walk in the path of people whose words nettle you, then you got to develop a thicker skin. As one person said, you got to be like an elephant. The characteristics are a tough hide and a big heart. Hey, there are times that, you know what? You just got to overlook it. Ecclesiastes 7:21. Take no heed to all the words that are spoken. There's sometimes, let it go. They didn't really mean anything by it. Number two, you need to try to understand where your offender is coming from. You see, David not only had a thick layer of skin, but David knew that he tried to understand where their offender was coming from. He expressed it, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Matthew 5 talks about not speaking out of rake and calling somebody a fool. Hey, listen, you know what? There might be issues going on in their little life that you know not about. There might be things that have just happened, and that's why they're having the difficulties that they're having with you. You know what? You need to try to understand, hey, where are they coming from? I could tell you story after story of times where we've been on vacations in other places and ended up conversing with us people and things, they just, their attitudes were terrible, and then we ended up talking to them, finding out there's all kinds of issues going on with their life, and it was the case with Shimei, and David knew it. Also, thirdly, you need to recall times in your own life when you have needed forgiveness. Boy, David did. He said it. He knew he needed forgiveness. He received it about 10 years earlier when he had had that horrible sin with Bathsheba and the covering and the lying. But he realized that now, I'm going to give that forgiveness in a greater way. And that kind of thinking will build your tolerance for others and prompt you to forgive. Luke 17, the forgiven make the best forgivers. You know what? If you've been willing to say, God, I thank you for that forgiveness. I'm willing to give that to other people in a greater, freer way. Does that make it easy? No. Does it put you in a place that, well, you're not going to have any struggles and difficulties and, you know, you'll never have any hurts again? Absolutely not. But the fact is that lastly, not only do you develop a thicker layer of skin and you try to understand where your offender's coming from, recall times in your life when you needed forgiveness, but openly declare forgiveness, and then you go on from there. Hey, that event, that might be a guidepost. Don't make it a hitching post. Give up your right to hurt them for hurting you. David gave up that right. Hey, he could have had Shimei killed, but he realized, you know, God, you're using him in my own life. I'm going to declare forgiveness. And he said it publicly. And I would say to you, those words out loud publicly, God, I forgive them, is so critical. Some author wisely stated, hatred is the rabid dog that turns on its own. And those grudges that people carry, just as Shimei carried that grudge against David, the very word grudge in English describes the very word and heartfelt so many people, that grrr sound, that growling sound that I'm gonna say it. And you feel better and you have vomited emotionally on everybody around you and has only left great problems. If you're here today and you say, you know, Pastor, hey, this is just a part of my whole life, I'm encouraging you. You don't have to live that way. It's appropriating already what God has proven to be true as this narrative is stated and as the New Testament reaffirms that God said, I will give you that forgiveness. I promise you that. I was so blessed as I finished, and just as a simple illustration to close what I'm talking about, because One of our church members had sent me an email, and it was such a blessing to me because they had basically taken situations in her own life over this last year, and all of these that we see, portraits of God. Remember, we talked in starting last August about He being our rock, and the next month, defender and deliverer and provider and joy and creator and refuge and redeemer and king and shepherd and father and healer. And she went on, and each month kind of expressed how God had shown Him to be real in her life. And that is a blessing to me, and I appreciate it. But it was such a blessing to hear as this last portrait of who God is as a healer, and how she was able to use that in her own counseling, her own work with a couple of folks, and how that they needed great healing and their willingness to give forgiveness to other family members. It was hindering them emotionally and mentally. It was hindering them from growing in their own personage, much life as a Christian. A blessing to hear how she was able to lead them to Christ and help them to be able to say out loud, I forgive my mom. I forgive my dad. I give forgiveness. If you're here today, find yourself limited. You're not growing, being held back in your own walk. Most likely it is because you are a Shimei and you're not a David. You will not be able to do this unless you ultimately find that personal relationship with Christ who has given that forgiveness. His own name is one of healer, Jehovah Rapha. I am a healer. He wants to give that to you today. It's not going to change your circumstances. Jesus said it this way, you are in the world. You have in much tribulation, but I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Are you of good cheer? He goes, well, Pastor, I'm not happy. Well, if you're happy every single day, come see me, okay? Because I want you to sign my Bible also with other people, because I don't know anybody's happy all the time. Yeah, what are you talking about? But you can be of cheer to realize, God, I'm standing before you forgiven. And within families, be willing to give and receive freely that forgiveness. And that is the secret to David's success. It can be with you today, my friend. MacArthur, in his book on forgiveness, said this way, forgiveness reflects the highest human virtue because it so clearly reflects the character of God. Are you reflecting the very character of God? Is there someone or something that has happened that you are holding back? You're hanging on to that hurt with a handle, ready to club them over the head? And it might have happened years ago. And my friend, when you do that, you'd limit the sense of God's forgiveness in your own life. David's lasting legacy. What a powerful illustration. But today, maybe you need healing. Maybe there, as I have been preaching, there's been a specific person, a specific situation you can remember as if it happened yesterday that's hurt you. God has given you forgiveness. And please be willing to give that to others. There might be somebody you need to go talk with today and say, you know what, I've held a hurt in my heart against you and it's hindered me. You might not even been aware of it, but I want you to forgive me. And vocalize that, just as Joseph did with his own brothers in Genesis 50. As for you, you meant it for evil, but for God, He meant it for good. My friend, He meant that for good for you today. Wherever you are, He will meet that need. Maybe an individual, maybe a circumstance, something you wish would never happen, and you wish you could change it. My friend, you can't change the circumstance, but you can change the meaning.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.